Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, hello there. I'm Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Happy Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. Hey, where did Luke get his cybernetic hand? At the secondhand store. Where did Princess Leia shop for Father's Day? At the Darth Mall. Why couldn't Luke find love? He was looking for love in Alderaan places. How did Darth Vader know what Luke was getting for his birthday? He felt his presence. What did Obi-Wan tell Luke when his young apprentice was having a difficult time using chopsticks? Use the forks, Luke. Oh man, seriously? Those were so bad, I started having a coughing fit. You missed the edit there. Sticking with Star Wars Day, Bill Burr talked about actress and MMA fighter Gina Carano. She starred in The Mandalorian's first two seasons, but she was fired from the series and from a planned spinoff after her post on social media promoted Donald Trump's debunked 2020 election fraud claims. Remember all this? This from The Hollywood Reporter. Bill Burr was asked if he thinks firing Gina Carano was a fair move. Bill Burr says, no. I thought it was funny that the liberals proved her point. They just use outrage because they don't like your politics. As someone who considers himself liberal, it's disappointing to see the left become how the right used to be when they went after the Dixie Chicks after they criticized George W. Bush. There's not a lot of people like that. Most are just trying to not get in trouble. But there's this small collection of lunatics, either on the right or the left, at any given moment that cause hysteria. And now there's so many media outlets that want eyeballs, they're making money off advertising, that they give attention to crazy fringe people. The whole thing with Gina, you can't chime in when the crap's happening because then you cause static for other people on the show. That's somebody's opinion or their political beliefs makes people try to destroy their ability to make a living. It's effing bizarre to me. And I love the whole idea that somebody can go back 8 years in somebody's Twitter feed and be like, what about this? And nobody says you had to go back 8 years to find something. Seems like this is a pretty good person if you had to go back 8 effing years. Meanwhile, other people get paroled from prison every day, have done so much worse, and they're allowed to put their lives back together. You can have 20-year wars, you can create synthetic heroin, you can effing poison the food supply, you can do all that crap, and it's barely going to read. They did a study the other day that 85% of people have plastic in their body. Horrifying. Who's going to be held accountable for that? Nobody. But I could tell you 5 different topics that if I did jokes about, I'd get in more trouble than the people who caused that. From NBC, Dave Chappelle addressed the furor over comments he made about the transgender community. He did this at the Netflix comedy special last week. I have not seen much recap of Chappelle's performances. That quite surprises me. NBC says Chappelle went on to make a series of remarks about transgender people, including college swimming star Leah Thomas, commenting on what he described as her unfair advantage in athletics. He did not mention her by name. NBC says the audience of tens of thousands appeared to react enthusiastically to his set, laughing and cheering, though some could perceive the jokes as offensive. Chappelle also joked about the war in Ukraine, Donald Trump's future presidential ambitions, and Will Smith's slap of Chris Rock. Consequence of Sound checked out Pete Davidson's show at the festival. Got a little more handle on what Pete Davidson and the Best of Friends was. One of the Best of Friends, Machine Gun Kelly, Pete Davidson, says in 2018, he and MGK were living together at Pete's mom's house, convinced their careers were over. Pete says, now he's one of the biggest names we could ever get. Pete opened his show with a short set, talked about that a little bit yesterday. Then there were a bunch of musical performances. Now I get it. He also stuck around and did a duet with MGK. Very exciting. Quick stop at Gossip Corner. The New York Times went over to Gossip Corner and they were taking a look at, you know, it's one thing when Pete and Kim are like getting pizza. It's another thing when they go out of their way to show up at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. The New York Times writes, if an obsessively followed newish celebrity couple were trying to say be taken seriously as thoughtful people in their own right, beyond their gossip page fame, if they were trying to suggest engagement with real issues rather than reality TV, if they were trying to convey the idea that their relationship was not just about leveraging two kinds of fame for viral attention and comedy podcasts, but also about a meaningful collection, well, the White House Correspondents' Dinner might be the smartest choice around such an unveiling. Times writes, enter Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson, couple of substance. If not just like us, then just like all the other attendees. They then got into the fashion. I don't care what Kim was wearing. Pete wore a black Prada suit, skinny tie, and black Vans sneakers. The Times also points out that they took serious pictures. Pete didn't take ridiculous selfies, and he didn't make any silly faces, as he often does. Very interesting. Joel Kim Booster, I dig his comedy. Well, he's got a Netflix special coming out June 21st. Psychosexual, an hour-long special about sex, sexuality, and his Asian heritage. A three-act show in which he discusses the cultural nuances of being Asian that he's learned as he's gotten older. He'll wax poetic about threesomes, give his specific tips for the best self-help. Know what I mean? Nudge, nudge, say no more. All while sharing his general fascination with human sexuality. Joel Kim Booster says, I don't think I'd be a comedian if I had to work clean, if that were a requirement, honestly. It's a constant struggle for me. I can replace the word. Yeah, you could say self-help, nudge, nudge, know what I mean, say no more. I just did it. But I think it's subject matter in general. My entire act, I think, is in part a reaction to the puritanical values in general. I grew up in an extremely sheltered house and an extremely evangelical, legalistic house. There are things you can't say. There are things you cannot talk about. Last I checked, Dan Soder is trapped in Canada. My source for this news, Dan Soder Twitter, at Dan Soder tweets, tested positive for COVID at the airport. Now I have to live in Canada. Please respect my new citizenship. If you came to my shows in Winnipeg this weekend, please get tested. Philly, I'm hoping to make those shows next weekend. If not, blame Trudeau. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you enjoy what I do, and apparently Dan does, and I'll tell you why in a second, you can buy me a large coffee. Ooh, that doesn't sound good, right? The ice has melted. I haven't had this one that long. I wonder why the ice melted so quickly. I'll tell you why. Sometimes the donuts chain, instead of making a proper iced coffee, they'll pour a hot coffee over ice and they think I don't notice. I notice, donuts chain. If you would like to buy me a coffee, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Dan did just that. Thank you, Dan. Dan even added in a joke. You ready? My favorite joke from Dan. A skeleton walks into a bar, looks at the bartender and says, I'll have a beer and a mop. Not bad. I like it. So as part of our community, we've got the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. Diane started a discussion about who might replace James Corden. I wrote back, that's a great question. And I broke it into some categories. There's the former SNL-er route, although that's usually an NBC move. I thought about Kate McKinnon. I don't know if she's a good interviewer or not, but I think she would be entertaining. There's the Daily Show correspondent. They tend to get late night shows. I haven't watched much of the Trevor Noah era, so I'm not really sure who's up and coming there. How about the comic who wants to get off the road? Would John Mulaney want to get off the road and host at 12:30? I could see that happening, maybe. How about Jim Gaffigan? I think Gaffigan would sit at 12:30 really nicely. I could see Jim Gaffigan, who does like to work, doing the Leno thing where you hustle and you do the talk show and then you go back out on the road on the weekends. Maybe. How about somebody from overseas? We've had Craig Ferguson and James Corden back to back in that 12:30 slot. What about Jimmy Carr? I think Jimmy would crush it. I also rhetorically asked, are there any podcasters out there? Mark Maron is a really good interviewer and he's funny, but he's also in his mid to late 50s. And as a person in their 50s, it pains me to say this, but this is a young man's game. They're not giving the show to Mark Maron, unfortunately. Diane wrote back and said, well, I love David Spade's show that he had for about 13 seconds. I forgot that existed, but he's now got a super great podcast with Dana Carvey interviewing people. Spade is a really interesting choice. The issue there is his Comedy Central show was for Viacom, CBS, Paramount, whatever they're calling it this week. So if that is perceived as a failed show, I don't know if he'll get another at bat with the same company. So probably not. Diane then threw out a name, and I think this is a great choice. Great choice. Wayne Brady. Done. Call Wayne right now. Get him in there. Chime in on the conversation. The Facebook group is Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. All right, let's see who's at the Netflix Comedy Festival tonight. Let me open up a bookmark. Today is Wednesday, May 4th, also known as Star Wars Day. Just added Bill Burr, two shows. All right, 7 and 9. Seth Rogen's at 7, Aziz at 10. Conan at 7, Birbiglia at 7, Tony Baker and Friends at 7, Jeselnik at 7, Ryan Hamilton at 9:30, Colin Quinn, James Adomian is great at 7. All right, we'll play the Johnny Mac is making out an agenda. What I really should have done is mapped out the whole week. Like when I go to Montreal, that's what I actually do. Here I've been doing it day by day. And, you know, I might pick Bill Burr here and not realize, oh, we could just see Bill Burr tomorrow. But I haven't looked ahead and that's not as much fun. All right, if we just have to play tonight, let's see, 7 o'clock show. Let's put on the table Burr, Conan, Burt Biggs I'll cross out, Jeselnik I'll cross out, Colin Quinn I'll cross out, James Adomian, I like him a lot. That's got more of a late vibe. I might go see Conan at 7 o'clock. Then at 9:30, I'm going to make you guys go see Ryan Hamilton because I like Ryan's comedy a lot and we want to explore our horizons. So we're going to not go see Bill Burr tonight and we're going to blow off Aziz. We're going to go see Ryan Hamilton. So Conan and Ryan Hamilton are my choices for tonight. The LA Times caught up with Colin Quinn. He's one of the shows tonight that we're apparently skipping. They describe Colin's current show as jokes and history lessons in a way so relatable, it's as if he's a hilarious human version of Cliff Notes if Cliff Notes was from Brooklyn. His comedy is thought-provoking without being preachy, and your brain will be eager to learn without even knowing it as Quinn unravels his thread of words, keeping you stimulated and amused. Colin, have you noticed any changes in comedy since comedy's been back, baby? Speaking about the pandemic there. No changes, except I appreciate it more. A lot of comics are saying that, and thankfully maskless shows have been happening in New York for a while, so there's no muffled laughter. All right, Colin, give us a 15-second version of the show. He says, what everyone's talking about these days, pre-apocalypse. I'll be talking about the human problem, and obviously that covers a lot of other areas of current affairs. He got asked the slap question. This time it was phrased as, any concerns about rowdy audience members? Colin said, hecklers are a terrible reality. They're the worst, and yet there's something about them. They're sometimes drunk, but the craziest ones aren't drunk. Those should be studied and destroyed. Colin Quinn tonight at 7 o'clock at the festival. And that is your comedy news for today. Follow this show for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, wherever you get your shows. You can also become a premium subscriber on Apple Podcasts. They'll put the option under your nose if you open up the podcast app. There you can get early releases, and those early releases are ad-free. Or you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. See, I can barely shake this one. This one needs ice. See you tomorrow.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messy Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.
In the next episode of the Hitmaker Chronicles podcast, we dive deep into Noah Kahan's Stick Season, a poignant and introspective indie folk masterpiece. We explore the song's themes of hometown nostalgia, the passage of time, and the struggle to reconcile the past with the present. Through a detailed analysis of the lyrics, music, and cultural impact, we uncover how Stick Season resonates with listeners on a profoundly personal level. Follow the Hitmaker Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts.